Well, hello everybody and welcome to our latest edition of Riding the Storm Out. I'm here with Pastor Dan Fisher. Of course, my name is Paul Blair. We have been in the ministry for a long time. I've been in ministry, actually full-time for 21 years. You have for, what, 37 years?
Yeah, full-time.
You're like, what, 15, 20 years older than I am?
2 days.
I look young enough to be your son, I think. Well, Dan and I have the pleasure of pastoring Fairview Baptist Church together, and we also have the joy of being able to be with you every week and talk about issues of the day. Again, we are very politically incorrect. We're outspoken, but we are biblically correct,
yep.
But we're not afraid of stepping on toes and not afraid of offending people. You know what? If the truth offends you, then I am here to offend you, and you are as well.
Yeah.
Well, I know, you know, one of the things that we saw this week, just last 24 hours, that had been a major story, is this ivermectin story that Channel 4 here in Oklahoma produced, and MSNBC picked up, and Rachel Maddow and Joy Reid and some of the other insane members of the media were tweeting this out. And the story was that a doctor supposedly, and this is what was reported on Channel 4, that our hospitals in northeast Oklahoma, the emergency rooms are so full of people who have overdosed on ivermectin that there are literally patients pulling up to the emergency rooms that are the victims of gunshots that can't be treated because the emergency rooms are so full of people that have OD'd on ivermectin. Now, when they've done a little bit of investigation, they found out that, one, this doctor hasn't worked for this healthcare system for a couple of months, and two, it was utter nonsense. Not one bit of it was true.
Yeah.
So what do you have to say, Mr. Fisher, about hypocrisy?
Well,
media?
Well, that's why there's been a run on alfalfa and other kinds of hay here in Oklahoma as well. People are taking these horse deals. They're having these cravings for alfalfa.
Rather than driving through McDonald's when you're hungry, you want to pull into the feed store.
Well, you go by Tractor Supply and get you a bale.
Well, you know, when I was diagnosed with cancer, I started taking a dog dewormer medicine.
Yeah, I know. You've been chasing cars ever since.
I've got this incredible desire to urinate on fire hydrants. But other than that, I have no side effects.
Yeah, no, no. So, you know, if it's helped you, that's a small trade-off. So what about the hypocrisy? Well, we're swimming in it.
Yeah.
Everywhere you look, there is hypocrisy. You know, I've always said that all of these people who claim that they don't believe in moral absolutes, there's no such thing as any kind of standards that we ought to live by, they say that until you do something immoral to them. And then all of a sudden, they become staunch believers in moral absolutes. So like you walk up and sucker punch them, and they believe that's wrong, or you steal something from them, and all of a sudden stealing's wrong, or whatever. They're total hypocrites. Mm-hmm. Now, they have to be, because they are living in a world where they deny truth. Mm-hmm. So if you go around denying gravity, then you've got to be somewhat of a hypocrite, or you'd just be constantly jumping out of a window all the time, right? And you'd be skydiving with no parachute and all that kind of stuff. So when you deny the truth, you by definition have to become a hypocrite.
You know, I don't know how they can, with straight faces, report some of the things that they report. You know, I've got a lot of failings, and I know I've left myself wide open. You can jump on that.
We do not have enough time for that.
One thing I cannot do, though, I mean, hypocrisy, I just can't. I am very objective to a fault, and that's why I'm a fairly good marriage counselor in some things, because I'm very objective. And I recognize my own failures. In fact, that's why I apologize to our staff half the time, because I recognize they're working with a crazy man. But the thing that drives me crazy is the lack of objectivity with the media. This weekend, it was so much fun to see full stadiums on some college football games.
Yeah.
And the media was just blowing a gasket. And that dirtbag Fauci was blowing a gasket.
Oh,
these
screaming.
Are going to be super spreaders. Look at all these people outside not wearing masks.
Right.
And I couldn't help but think the hypocrisy with what, just a month ago, you had former president, instigator, community organizer in chief, Barack Obama, celebrating his 60th birthday.
The Messiah.
The Messiah.
Yeah.
The 60th birthday. And they had, first of all, the guest list originally was like 700, plus all the staff that would have to.
Yeah.
And the videos, the pictures from that, there's not a mask to be seen anywhere. I guess this virus was not invited to the birthday
party.
Yeah,
but see, Jen Psaki said that they were a sophisticated crowd. So they're not Oklahoma Hicks. See, those folks are smart people.
Well, maybe that's why the horse medicine works well on us, because we're not that smart.
We have the same. Especially now, in Arkansas.
How can a virus detect your IQ level? I guess it's maybe the IQ of the virus. It's like having a little piece of plastic right here, and the virus isn't smart enough to be able to work its way around the plastic. So we're
well, it's just like those football coaches wearing the shields.
Oh,
like the virus can't get in on the top and the bottom, those big old. Well, here's what she meant. She meant these people are smarter and better than you.
Yeah.
So the same rules don't apply to them. And it's the same with Gavin Newsom out there in California.
Yep.
It's the same with Nancy Pelosi when she was shutting down all the places. You know, she went to the salon and got her hair done.
Yep.
And, of course, she was saying, well, because I represent the people and I have to I have to have special things. And Newsom is going to restaurants.
Governor of Michigan.
Same kind of thing.
AOC.
Yeah, in fact, the video, and if folks haven't seen it, by the way, they need to go online and take a look at the video. We played it here at church a few weeks ago, where AOC is hosting some group, and I don't know who it was, some group at the Capitol there in D.C. And they're all sitting there talking, and nobody has their mask on, really. And then they're going to take some pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And immediately they all sit down, and AOC gets out her mask and puts it on for the photograph.
Mm-hmm.
And then just as soon as they're through with the pictures, that mask comes.
Perpetuating a lie. It's hypocrisy.
On purpose.
She knows the virus is not that big of a threat to her. She knows that the mask doesn't make a difference. But again, you're right, buddy. It's all about control and the class system of Marxism. We're going to make rules for you little people.
That's exactly right.
But we, the one percenters, we that are part of the Politburo, we that are on top of the...
Yeah.
They don't apply to us. Now, we can fly on our jets.
I started to say...
But you can't have the air conditioner turned on a hot summer day
because
of climate change.
Well, Robert Kennedy Jr. was on somebody's program. Is it Sean Hannity or somebody? And they were interviewing him about climate change.
Mm-hmm.
And he's talking about how horrible it is and we need to stop fossil fuels. And then he was going to leave from there and fly to somewhere. And so the host asked him about it, and he just kind of laughed and basically shrugged his shoulders and said, well, it's different for me.
Right.
It's just like Al Gore. Look at all the houses that he has. That one house that he has in Tennessee uses more electricity in a month than the average American household does in a year.
What I love, too, with the hypocrisy of Al Gore is that he went out and bought some lovely beachfront property with some of the profits that he had made, perpetuating this idea that the ice caps were going to melt.
and the sea level is going to rise. So he's buying property that's going to be underwater here in just a little while.
See, that's
these people don't believe this stuff.
And, folks, that's part of the critical thinking skills.
That's right.
Don't just listen to what somebody says, but then see if they really believe it. And if a mask really protects people from a virus, which, by the way, I printed out some stuff here.
I've got all kinds of papers.
Everybody knew that masks don't stop viruses.
I know why Rush used to do this all the time. But go ahead. I interrupted. I apologize.
Everybody knew that masks don't stop. But if these people, and these are narcissists, I mean, Gavin Newsom, AOC, Nancy Pelosi, they are in love with themselves.
No, they are.
And if they really believe that masks would save their lives from possibly getting the COVID-19 virus, they would have one on all the time. Yet you see Obama at his birthday party. You saw Nancy Pelosi, not just at the salon, but she had a big fundraiser
in
California.
That's
just
exactly right.
Hundreds of people
Yes.
there, all white, not a one of them wearing a mask. You had all the servants that were of color, Latinos, Hispanics.
Yeah, sure.
They were all masked up.
Of course, because they have to for their job.
Exactly. But if Pelosi really believed in masks, she would have one on.
Okay,
AOC would have one on.
Okay, here's some more hypocrisy with Pelosi, and she's just representative. They don't believe in walls, no fences, and yet her compound has these massive walls all around. Okay, secondly, they don't believe in you having the right to own firearms, especially anything that is fully automatic, and yet she is surrounded by bodyguards carrying fully automatic weapons. They're total frauds.
The rules apply for you, but not for us.
Yeah. Now, here's the deal. Someone was on the news yesterday, or maybe this weekend, and I can't remember, so forgive me, but it was some big wheel, and they were claiming that we have like 12 to 24 months, and then the climate change is just, we're goners. Mm-hmm. Now, if they really believed that, let's just say for a moment that they're telling the truth. What would they be doing, actually, if they actually believed that? Well, I bet you that they would be stocking up food and building a bunker somewhere and getting ready for this apocalypse that's coming just anytime soon.
Rather than buying beachfront property like
that. That's exactly right. When you watch these people, they don't even believe their own words because they're jet-setting all over the world. They go to all of these climate change conferences in all these private jets. I'm told that when they have these conferences, whether they're in France or wherever they are, the airports, the nearby are full of all these big private jets. Don't tell me that these people believe this. This is just a way to control individuals.
And that's where we've got to come in. We've got to be able to see through their rhetoric and see what the truth is based upon real data. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, you're reading a news article, be able to siphon out somebody's opinion. There are buzzwords in there that just scream at you, I'm giving you an opinion. But there are a few statements of fact in there. So you can actually learn something from news articles. You just have to be careful that they don't lead you down the primrose path, so to speak. But see what they're actually doing rather than what they're saying.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
This has cracked me up since day one, and I'm just amazed that we have been befuddled over it. The idea of going into a restaurant, and you've got to have your mask on while you're walking from the door.
Or you're waiting on a table. Or you're waiting on a table.
Or you're waiting inside. Yeah. If you're standing, you've got to have your mask on. But once you're at the table, maybe there's a relationship between your immune system and your gluteus maximus. Maybe when you have the pressure on the seat.
No, it's that the virus is up here.
Oh, that's what it is. Really?
When you sit down, you're below it.
But wait a second, But
when like fog, get under it.
But when I'm on an airplane, they insist that I have my mask on when I'm seated.
Yeah.
And they've got so I guess the virus must be at all levels. Well, you know, airplanes going up and down.
Well, it's pressurized.
Okay, okay.
And see, they're forcing that air everywhere.
You know, I took a picture recently. Cindy and I were on a flight together. I've always hated flying.
Yeah.
But I really, really, really now
Well, and you
hate
had
flying.
A good time that last time.
I got thrown off an American Airlines flight. By the way, the same weekend, I got a notice from American Airlines thanking me for being a million-mile flyer and such a good customer. And I'm a lifetime gold member, but I'd earned gold status again that year. The same weekend, I was complimented for being such a great customer. I got tossed off a plane because my wife and I weren't wearing our masks high enough over our nose. So American Airlines bites. You know, but that's just my opinion. So, I mean, everybody can have a right to an opinion. I think it's still a free country.
I share the same opinion.
American Airlines bites. Delta bites.
Now, while you're getting thrown off of a plane, you had laughed at me because I had driven to Grand Junction, Colorado, to do an event. And here I got back as quickly as you did.
You drove faster than I flew. Yeah, I know. In fact, it was like twice as long for me to fly. Now, here's what was funny. Listen to the announcer. And by the way, most of these people know it's a joke.
They all know it is.
When I was off the plane, I met security at the at DFW airport that day. Very gracious security. I mean, the police there were great.
Yeah.
The policeman had his mask down below his nose.
So he could breathe.
So he could breathe. But, you know, they were great. It took about 1 minute until they recognized that the stewardess just had...
Was an idiot.
Yeah, just was an idiot. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
But, you know, what's funny, though, is getting off the airplane is you're shoulder to shoulder in these airplanes. You have 100 people plus in these airplanes, shoulder to shoulder for 2 hours. And then all of a sudden, the announcement, remember to social distance after you're getting off the airplane and waiting for your bags. Are you kidding me? For 2 hours, we're sitting next to each other. But now it's all of a sudden it's time to play the social distance game again.
Now,
so recognize that this is baloney.
Now, on that plane, when they do serve you anything, you can drop your mask to take a bite. Now, let's just say that this was Ebola. Let's say it was something that just really wipes you out if you get it. Mm-hmm. Do you think that they would be letting you pull that mask up and down?
You'd want to pull the mask
up
and down?
No! Yeah. In fact, I'd be wearing one of those diving helmets. I mean, those... Those big deals. I'd sound like Darth
Jacques
Vader.
Cousteau. Here you
yeah,
go.
I'd sound like Darth Vader when I walk into the room. It's obvious. Now, see, hypocrisy bothers us because it bothered Jesus.
Yeah.
You remember Jesus had the strongest criticism to hypocrites because the Jewish leaders of his day, especially the Pharisees, said one thing, but they did the opposite. And he would call them scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites.
Yep.
And of course, we remember that where the word hypocrite comes from is someone who wears a mask.
That's right. A Greek play actor.
The Greek actors who would put on a mask to be someone they weren't. And there's where the word hypocrite comes from. So you've got Fauci. You mentioned him a while ago. A total hypocrite. He's told us.
And traitor, I would say.
He is a
traitor. My opinion, traitor.
Well, he's also a criminal because he lied to Congress.
My opinion, I agree with that.
So, so he's given us information on both sides of the subject off and on through this whole deal. But Rand Paul is really after him right now for lying to Congress because now evidence is coming out that Fauci lied when he said that American taxpayers were not funding gain-of-function research on this virus. The truth is we were, and the evidence is now coming out. And so what Fauci's doing is he's changing the definition of what gain of function means. And of course, gain of function is where you take a virus and you make it more virulent. You make it stronger and able to adapt and to infect people. So it's gain of function. It can do more. Because typically what a virus does is it mutates down rather than up. It becomes less dangerous. So they're doing research, and he lied right to Congress. And so Senator Rand Paul has actually moved, and I think had papers drawn up for Fauci to be prosecuted for lying to Congress.
You know, that's what you're saying. It's for anybody that's read, you know, Animal Farm, Brave New World, 1984. Yeah. I mean, that was part of what the state did. They would rewrite history.
Yeah.
And they would redefine words.
Exactly.
And we are doing that exact same thing. I mean, we are rewriting history in real time as what's going on in Afghanistan. We're changing what happened just a week ago. And we're redefining words. And you know what? The redefinition of words, the lying to Congress goes, well, I guess it really began with, we talked about having moral political leaders. It all began really with Bill Clinton. That's where we started the slide, with his Monica Lewinsky deal.
Yeah.
And he was caught red-handed and he lied. And did you have sex with that? I remember him looking right in the mirror. I did not have sex with that woman. Except, Bill, you did, and we proved it.
But you redefine what you consider sex.
Depends what the meaning of the word is.
Is. But this is nothing new. The Pharisees were doing the same thing. They were twisting the Jewish law to favor themselves, and yet at the same time to extract money from people. They were doing the same kind of thing. Solomon says there's nothing new
nothing
under
new
the sun.
That's exactly
so
right.
You've got the hypocrisy running wild, and I think that Americans, I hope, are beginning to see this for what it is. And I just hope that we don't have a short memory. I hope that we can, because we keep making the same mistakes. We just, about every 20 to 30 years, we put a bunch of idiots like this back in charge of our government. I mean, look at where we were with Jimmy Carter. 17-18% interest.
Yeah.
We are now beginning to move that direction again. And what were we saying then once we got rid of him? Never again. And here we are. We're right back in the same spot.
Well, you know what? This will have to be a subject for another talk. But I am convinced that we weren't dumb enough to vote Trump out.
Well, I think you're right.
And if you look at all of the evidence, and not talking about Dominion software and all the things where you can get in the weeds, although I think there's legitimacy there.
There is
when you look at the bell cow states that always elect the president, the voter registration efforts, the movement from Democrat to Republican in Congress, the bell cow counties, everyone said Trump. I was at a meeting not too long ago where a guy from military intelligence was actually there. And he believes, his honest analysis is that Trump had 407 electoral votes.
Well, you know, that's what the European news agencies were reporting the night of the election.
Until the water main broke in Atlanta.
And they had to shut everything down. But they did it simultaneously in six or seven states all at the exact same time.
It's amazing.
Yeah. So I'm as convinced of it as I can possibly be. I mean, you've got Donald Trump filling up arenas.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Biden can't draw flies.
He's got a few circles. It doesn't have enough people to fill the circles. Yeah. Well, we are suffering the consequences of a stolen election. However, so one of the things we've got to be working on, I know they are, is election and voter integrity, which, yeah, of course, Texas just passed a great bill. But we, as individuals, we have to be able to, this is critical thinking right here.
Being able to look at
the evidence of what you saw with the Trump rallies, yeah, versus what Biden was doing campaigning in his basement and going, how in the world could that outcome have possibly happened? Well, it didn't.
It didn't.
And we
can
never, ever turn loose of the, yeah, truth. We've got to hold on to the truth.
Well, let me say this to wrap it up. Hypocrisy is a great moral, mm-hmm, sin. And I believe that Americans, before we can ever get out of this hole that we're in, if we ever do, we are going to have to take a look at our own lives. Yeah. Because the reason why this kind of hypocrisy that we're seeing at a national level, yep, is going on, yep, I believe, is because American Christians and churches have been filled with hypocrites themselves.
Buddy, I think you're spot on. I mean, ultimately, I look at every problem and try to reduce it down to its lowest common denominator. And the reality is, it begins with self-government.
Yeah,
we've got to,
right,
be a moral people.
Yeah,
and then,
right,
we've got to have family government. We've got to have strong families again, where men love their wives and take care of their children in complete family units. And then we've got to have strong churches again.
Yeah.
The church plays,
yeah,
a significant role, which we don't anymore.
No.
Very few of us do. And then when those realms are in place, you can have a proper, limited civil
Very
government.
Very limited, yeah.
Boy, wouldn't it be nice to be back there?
Peter says that judgment will begin first, mm-hmm, at the house of God.
Seems that it is.
And that's where it's got to begin. If America wants to get it right, the church has got to get it right.
Yeah,
we can't be hypocrites.
Daniel, it's always fun to visit,
yeah,
and try to solve all the world's problems in 20 minutes. Actually, we could solve them in 10.
Well, I think we could.
We've got 20. We might as well fill it up.
No, sure. That's the reason we're doing this. We just have so much wisdom we have to impart.
I hope that you all are enjoying our podcast, and we look forward to being with you next time. Make sure and follow us at @OutRiding, and we will see you next week for Riding the Storm Out.